Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. It's Hell in a Cell time. We're doing these predictions here. I mean, did we have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get these predictions, Larson?
Yeah, man, we get this video up. I was up. What were you doing?
Oh, it's sleeping. It's too early in the morning for this, Larson, for us to be doing this right now.
Down some coffee, get some caffeine in that feed hole of yours. Let's get these predictions done. Before we get started, however, let's explain confidence points real quick. So there's 5 matches announced as of 6 o'clock Saturday morning. I'm assuming there'll be more announced probably Sunday morning. So the match you're most confident in, you get 5 points. The match you're least confident in, 1 point, and so on and so forth. Everyone you get right, you get those points out of point totals at the end of the show. Whoever has most points wins.
Yeah.
So let's just get
Big
into
Red's
it.
Big Red's on the line.
Yes, let's get into it.
I'm on the line.
With the Money of the Bank briefcase on the line, The Miz versus Otis. We went through this scenario pretty extensively on yesterday's SmackDown recap. I'm not going to dismiss the option that WWE might try to get that briefcase off Otis. However, I don't think Miz is the one to carry that briefcase as a legitimate person who could cash it in at this juncture in his career. He and John Morrison are only slightly less bumbling than Otis is of late.
Oh, hard disagree, but go ahead, please.
Review SmackDown in recent weeks and then reconsider that.
Boy, Otis has been squashing them, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Decisively. He beat John Morrison in about 3 minutes.
It's so weird, though. It doesn't have to be that way.
I feel pretty good about Otis keeping that briefcase. This is their attempt to try to legitimize Otis as a Money in the Bank briefcase holder. They still got a long way to go to legitimize him as someone who could actually successfully cash in, especially on Roman Reigns. That's not going to happen. Nonetheless, I got Otis winning 4 confidence points.
There is one scenario that you haven't really thought of right now, and that's Otis loses but then chases the contract. He could chase Miz to get the contract back. That would give him a story.
If they were on the same brand, I would think that'd be more likely. However, they're on different brands, so I don't think that's probably
El Gran Gordo, man. He could chase it. No, I don't disagree. I think that giving Otis a really strong, physical, brutal a Hell in a Cell match against Miz is if Vince is a fan of Otis. Vince might actually start trying at this point to establish him as somebody who could be a credible Money in the Bank winner. I don't really see that ever happening. That being said, and I do actually think it's more likely, I think it's more believable for Miz and Morrison together to cash in on somebody, but I'm not going to go that route. I think Vince is an Otis fan. I have Otis going over here with 2 confidence points.
Oh, yep, 2 now, huh?
Yeah, I think. Let's see here. Hold on.
Last night you did say 2. You did a preview. You did a preview last night. You did say 2.
No, I did, but I'm gonna do. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this though. I'm doing a pretty big swing from last night. Okay, go ahead.
That's it. Okay. Next up, we got Elias versus Jeff Hardy. Who do you have, Steve?
So all indications are they're trying to make Elias into a thing. So it seems likely that he's going to win this. He's just coming back from an injury. Jeff Hardy stood tall in that last episode of Raw. All signs point to Elias. I'm going to give him I'm going to give him 3 confidence points.
All right, very well. I've seen the same reports that they're huge on Elias. I don't know if that means Elias will in the end win this feud or just win this match and that will end the feud. There's 3 possible scenarios here. If this match ends via pinfall, I kind of feel like Elias is going to win. However, the possibility exists that Elias could find himself in a tight spot, resort to hitting Jeff Hardy in the head with a guitar, and Jeff Hardy win by disqualification. That also seems likely because in the end, yes, this feels like a feud that's going to continue a bit. Additionally, Elias is challenging Jeff Hardy under false pretenses. He still thinks Jeff Hardy ran him over with the car.
Justifiably, which, yes.
Well, no, I think Hardy was pretty much exonerated.
He was there. He saw it happen.
So I'm going Jeff Hardy, but only 1 confidence point. I got to take some chances here to try to get that belt back. So I'm going Hardy, 1 confidence point. I don't feel great about it, but these are the chances I have to take to get Big Red back on my floor behind me.
All right, what match are we doing next?
Next, for the WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre versus Randall Keith Orton. This one I feel pretty good about. I got Drew McIntyre, 3 confidence points. You know, I think we both picked Randy Orton twice to win this title because everything we'd read seemed to indicate they want to put the belt back on Orton. So I guess, you know, now that we're probably both picking Drew here, this might be the time they put the belt on Orton. I don't see it. This is all about Drew cementing his legacy as WWE champion. He said as much. And if he takes this L to Orton here, his legacy will not be cemented. So Drew, 3 confidence points.
Yeah, the thing about Hell in a Cell, there are no excuses to be made. So it's not like next month they're going to do something even more brutal. This is the match that WWE considers their most brutal match, the real proving ground. That's why Drew McIntyre is going to win this. I have 1 confidence point on this.
1, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm actually very proud about what I did here. What's next, Larson?
Next, of course, is Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso for the Universal title. Do we really need to have a discussion here?
I've got 5 confidence points on this. Same. For Roman Reigns.
Same, Roman Reigns.
He is
totally
the tribal chief.
Totally.
I mean, I guess I don't think we even need a prop bet this one. The consequence, would Jey Uso prefer to leave the family and not be there at Thanksgiving or fall in line behind Roman? He's gonna bend the knee, Larson. He's going to kneel before the tribal chief.
He is. He's totally going to fall in line. Totally. Totally.
It's going to be a cool moment.
It is. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And finally, hopefully this is the main event. I'm not sure it will be, but I hope it is. Bayley defending the SmackDown Women's Championship versus Sasha Banks. Steve, who do you have? Well, I can do the math here. I can work it out, but tell me.
I have Sasha Banks, and I've got 4 confidence points here.
Wow.
Because if we do any big, this is the one we're going to differ on, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Besides the Elias and Jeff Hardy one now. But listen to this math here. But you have to go back to 2014 for a Hell in a Cell where a title didn't change hands. Every Hell in a Cell since 2015 on has had a title match that changed hands. From 2017 to 2019, at every Hell in a Cell in those 3 years, the SmackDown Women's Champion has been defeated. I think that tradition continues. That's why I'm going with Sasha Banks. I think the math holds up historically, and the math holds up, I guess maybe not the stand tall math. That's the only math that kind of doesn't work out here. But I think that this is, you know, there are reports that this is going to main event. I think with Roman Reigns winning, that's a bummer ending. Vince, in this day and age, wants happy endings. Sasha Banks is going to win.
I don't know if Vince definitely wants happy endings per se, but I'm going to disagree with you. Again, I got to go on a limb here to try to get a win on these here predictions. I got Bayley with 2. I feel like given Bayley's history and matches against Sasha back in NXT, the 2 matches they had on TakeOvers, Bayley won those. Sasha, I don't think, has won a Hell in a Cell match. She lost to Charlotte. She lost to Becky. I feel like when Sasha wins, they want it to be a huge moment on a huge show. And I don't know if Hell in a Cell is it. It's, you know, it's part of it is timing. It seems weird. Like the blow off should be in Hell in a Cell, not their first match. It's kind of, but that's the timing of things, I guess. So Sasha loses, has to win the Rumble to get a rematch against Bayley. She wins it at WrestleMania. I'm just going to go Bayley here. They've really taken their time with this feud. And I hope they continue to do that because A, it means I might actually get this right. B, it's benefited the story in the long run. So, again, I don't feel great about it. Bayley, 2 confidence points.
I've got a lot of confidence points because I spent 5 minutes on Wikipedia looking up results from the past.
Ooh, due diligence. That's what that's called. Due diligence.
I did my due diligence.
So there'll probably be more matches announced. Again, probably Sunday morning. We can just prop bet those point. Winner, you know, you get it right, you get an extra point. Seem
I kind of cool. Like just sticking with this because there's so few matches. These are the big ones.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with this. You know, because prop bets, I don't like the idea that now all of a sudden, after doing all this research, I could possibly lose.
How about this? How about
because
this?
Something just pops up.
How about this?
And on top of that, there's no guarantee we're going to differ on things.
How about this? In the event of a tie, we'll do prop bets. And so it strictly is tiebreaker.
We'll see. We'll all see. Right. We'll see day of.
I mean,
we'll
I can't. See. I'm looking. I don't know if I do the math here. If a tie is possible, but in the event of a tie, there's something to consider.
They might. They might want to give. They might. Yeah, I don't know. They might want to give just these 5 matches lots of breathing room.
Entirely possible.
You know. So, anyways, that's it for our predictions. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Of course, obviously, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Who do you guys have your most confidence points on? Who do you guys have your least confidence points on? Do you think Elias ran down Jeff Hardy? Because it still seems to be fairly ambiguous. So thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Would be the opposite. Jeff Hardy ran down Elias.
Would it be though? Do we know that? Thanks for watching.
Well, Elias was the one that was hit, not Jeff Hardy.
But who's got the I'm the champion. I know what I'm talking about. I'm the big red title.
I can see your mouth moving.
I'm the big red title.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.